violation of our normal call attendance, but I could only demand that they come, but I'm not their mother, so I can't wake them up or whatever they do. So we have some representation, but thank you very much. It's, many of us had the privilege of learning with you in YU, and I thank you for giving a share this morning, for our privilege to have Rabbi Simon give a share.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi Weisenberg. I appreciate your invitation. It's a pleasure to be here in Long Beach for Shabbos, and now Sunday morning we have a shiur. I was told that the limud was refuah b'Shabbos, so I'll say over something about refuah b'Shabbos, and then I'll say something about chizuk ve'elo. That'll be it. Okay. So, in Simon Shin Chav Ches, Sif Lamed Zayin, the Mechaber discusses what are the parameters of refuah b'Shabbos. Meaning, we know that if a person's a chole, even a chole she'ein bo sakana, nofel mishkaf, he's a chole, so then he's allowed to take refuah, according to most poskim. Some hold that the Taz and the Edlei Tal hold that's only al yidei akum, but if you're actually taking the pill yourself, so then they're not. But usually most hold that even that if you're cholish yesh bo sakana, ein bo sakana even, you can even take the pill yourself, even though there are dissenting views. Now the Mechaber says, kol on lamed zayin, kol ochle mumashkin shei machal b'riim, mutu l'ochle m'shtosum l'rfua. Whereas if your mother makes a good chicken soup, you have a sore throat, and she makes a good chicken soup, you have at the meal Friday night, so even though you're having it because you want a refuah for the sore throat, it's okay, because that's machal brim, because everybody has chicken soup, that's the derech. It's interesting, you know, Mr. Smith is here in the shul, and he knew my grandfather, Alav HaShalom. And we had a family tradition. Most people don't have this, but apparently from Europe, that in my father's home, the soup would be after the main course. And that's how I grew up. That's why I usually didn't have the soup, because after the main course, I was already full. But that was the minhag of our family, that the soup was after the main course. So when I, interesting.
You guys have to walk home. It's like cold in Poland.
Yeah.
Would a chazan let the be able to take crack an egg and give those for the boys on Shabbos morning?
Yeah. So that's also talked about. Oh, so let's see. So kol ochle mashkin shei machal brim, but it has to be machal brim. It has to be something that people who are healthy normally take, so then that's not a refuah hanikaris, because everyone, even well people, are taking this. Alpha bishem kashim luktsas brim, wukum milsa the refuah of it, even though some brim won't have this, but and it seems that it's a refuah, fiu hakashari, because it's still a machal brim. Kol she'eno machal umashke brim, but if it's not a machal brim, so some type of pill or something like that. Also, l'ochlo l'shtos l'rfua. So you can't have it. But he says, davka mi she'yesh lo mechush ba'alma. Hu mischazik v'hol l'chibari. Avon ein lo shum mechush mutter. So let's say you have a person who's totally healthy, and he doesn't have any ailment, he doesn't have any discomfort, and he wants to take a pill. Why is he taking it? For, some say, like Rav Schechter pointed out, for preventive, or things like that. It has, some people take vitamins, aspirin, like Rav Schechter pointed out. So, he's healthy, and he doesn't have any ailment, but it's as good for him. So then the Mechaber Paskins, even though it's not a machal brim, it's not a real type of food, but it's still mutter. And the Magen Avraham disagrees. The Magen Avraham says, no. The Torah says that you have to have davka something that you eat l'ravo l'tzomo, eating it because you're hungry or thirsty, then you're allowed to eat. But a pill, you're not eating that for to quench your thirst or your appetite or something like that, then it's aser. Even if you are a bari and you don't have a mechush, so you're not allowed to take something that's not machal b'riyim. The Mechaber Paske says that when the Torah says l'ravo l'tzomo is lav davka, but the Magen Avraham says no. So if when you're eating now this bagel, because you're hungry, so you're having the oranges, you're thirsty, so that's permissible. But if you take a pill, you take an aspirin or something like that, so it's not. And you're a person who doesn't have. So if you have a mechush, so then okay, then so in other words, you don't. Meaning, if you Mechaber says if you have a mechush, so then he writes that it's aser. But if ain't no shum mechush, then it's mutter. But the Magen Avraham says even if you don't have a mechush, but it's not machal b'riyim. It's not machal b'riyim. It's aser. Because if it's not machal b'riyim, then it's muchach, that it's a type of refuah, and that's part of the gzeira.
Right, and is it arguing whether, in other words, machal b'riyim, let's say, like made the column the Mishnah brings down, so it's not machal b'riyim, it's only medicinal, but are you drinking it just because you like, but let's say your person's not a choler, so they say you could have it, but the question is, right, well, can you have it because you're drinking it just because you're thirsty, you like the flavor of it, even though it's medicine, but you like the cough syrup tastes good, so you like it and you're thirsty, so you're drinking it down. Or you're drinking it because of, not because you're thirsty, but you want to prevent future illness.
So that's what so the Magen Avraham is machmer. The Magen Avraham says, if you're a bari without a mechush, so again, the Mechaber Paskins, it's mutter, and the Magen Avraham says it's hasser because it's not machal b'riyim. Moshe Feinstein said a chiddush, has this tshuva where he says that he thinks even the Magen Avraham would be mekel if it's, unless it's something that's really going to change your whole mahus. In other words, sometimes people do it, you know, nothing's going to change, but it'll just strengthen them temporarily and give them a little, you know, shot, you know, so it's not physical shot, but you know, zet, yeah. But if it's not something that's going to change your whole mahus, then now you're going to become a stronger person, mikan olaba, then he didn't think the Magen Avraham would be machmer. So Moshe is saying a kula in the Magen Avraham, which after you see Moshe's kula, so then the Magen Avraham's chumra usually is not going to be relevant. But most don't hold like Moshe. Most hold that if you take a medicine, in other words, you take something every day, like you said, like Rav Shefa pointed out, like Mr. Baum said, you take a vitamin every day, so then on Shabbos, according to the Magen Avraham, you wouldn't be allowed to take it. And according to the Beis Yosef, you wouldn't be allowed. Okay. This year I got a shiloh this year. It was a good, interesting shiloh that came up. This year Tisha B'Av was on Sunday. It was a Nidche from Shabbos, and so this is what the shiloh that people asked. Some people take these pills before Tainus, the Tzom Kal pills. I never did it, but some people take the Tzom Kal.
Believe in it.
Yeah. So,
it
apparently keeps the water in your body more, so then you'll be able to fast better, that they won't lose your water. So people usually take it the day before, the Tzom Kal pill. So the question is, if the day before was
Shabbos,
so is it permissible? So Rav Dayan Falk wrote a piece in the Kol Torah. The Kol Torah, where your father writes, he wrote a piece. His father writes in every Kol Torah.
Yeah,
other places, but every Kol Torah I expect, you know, to see it. So So they point out, I Falk and others, the two questions. One is it a hachana? You're taking a Shabbos for Sunday. Is that a shayla of hachana? And number two, whether it's called refuah b'Shabbos. So hachana, those that are makel based on the Marshag. The Marshag was a Talmud of the Maramshik. So he has very. I enjoy his tshuvas. They're very nice tshuvas. So he has a famous tshuva about hachana. The tshuva is about a person wants to get chol of Yisrael. So in those days, you didn't go to the store, you get your chol of Yisrael carton of milk. You meant that you would go to the guy's house and you would watch him milk, and then they would put aside that for you. So the shayla was, say the guy is milking on Shabbos, and are you allowed to go to his house on Shabbos to watch him, and he'll put away the milk for you, because, or is that called hachana? Because you're not going to have it, you're not going to have that milk on Shabbos. So you're going to have it after Shabbos. You're going to get it after Shabbos. Yeah, either that or you're not going to carry it.
Could you circumvent that by drinking a little before Matzah Shabbos?
Or maybe it's Shaila Matzah Shabbos, Shaila Muktzah, things like that. All different types of. But the question is, so the Marshag says he's sold. Hachana means that I do something on Shabbos to save time on Motzai Shabbos. Say, for example, I have a lot of dishes after the meal. So I have the Shabbos now, you have 4 hours in the afternoon. So why can I spend some of those 4 hours to clean the dishes? Well, so Shabbos is going to first be closed at 9:30. I'm going to first have to start to clean up. So I'd rather spend a couple of hours Shabbos afternoon doing it, and then this way I don't have to worry about it Motzai Shabbos. So that's also because you're doing it to save time on Motzai Shabbos. So that's that was why the Rabbanan asked it's like a zilzal, in Shabbos. That you're doing it on Shabbos, Motzai Shabbos to save time. But if you're not doing it to save time. He doesn't need to save time. He would gladly go Motzei Shabbos, but the guy is not milking on Motzei Shabbos. So there's no opportunity to do it on Motzei Shabbos. So if you're doing it not because you want to save time, but you want to, there's just no opportunity, then it's mutter. Say, for example, they bring a raya from that, you want to bring in a klisha mlachto leheter, 1 second. Mechama l'tzel. In other words, if you leave it in your backyard, you're going to leave a chair there that's going to get ruined with the sun. So you want to bring it in. It's enclosed. Not a shayla of hachnatza l'tzel. So you're not going to use this chair on Shabbos. So you can use it after Shabbos. But the reason why you're taking it in is not because you want to save time. It's because if you wait till Motzei Shabbos, the chair might not be there anymore. Someone will take it, or it'll get ruined, or something like that. So that's from that halacha is where the Marshag builds his yisod. So some want to say that so the Tzom Kal pill is not because you want to save time. I want to take the pill. It's just that it only works this way, or it works better if you do it that way. So therefore, als the hachana, it's not such a problem. The Shal is it refuah b'Shabbos. So this, some pointed out, maybe it has to, it's totally in the, in this machloikas, the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham, that's what some want to point out. Like Falk speaks about it, others speak about it. Because for Maisa, it's not Machal Brim, it's not a regular Larava Lutzamal, right? So you're not eating it like, taking it like that. But according to the Magen Avraham, still, anything that's not Machal Brim is Aser.
Is a refuah, is the question. My name is Baba Khal. I remember Rav Shakra quoted Rebank about birth control. He said it's not around. I don't think he said that he's not there to take it. He said it's. Number one, he said, I guess there's no choli. But I think, one could also say that it's not a refuah.
It's not a refuah. But the question is, what's called a refuah? In other words, what can you say that the birth control is different? You don't, because if you don't take it,
it's you have to keep up a cycle.
Right, something like that. In other words, what's the heter?
I mean, I think you said a tama dover is
that. Yeah, okay, but that's a question whether, because...
Right, you hold here,
the, here
there's
no,
even no holy.
No holy, right.
Maybe that's just said lechazik mizgo. Is it a lashon or something? What did it say?
Yeah, because it's not, you know, it's not machal brim. Yeah, that's a question. If you order Boreos, maybe you want to say only Chazak Mizgo. Okay, but.
Maybe this is the Chazak Mizgo. It helps them fast
better. Yeah, it keeps the. So, Rabbi Harfer is in his sefer. His son actually was here. Rav Harfenis, he writes a lot of svarim, big poisek, big talmud chacham. So there was a Hasidic fellow here.
Oh, that's not we're Shabbos.
He came over to me. He said, "You were at my wedding." I said, "Yeah."
Okay.
Yeah.
Shabbos in Williamsburg.
Yeah. Yeah. So he says maybe better to wait till after Shabbos and take it out of water, something like that. But okay, so that's this. So this, but this whole, this is a very fundamental machlokes here. This Beis Yosef and Magen Avraham in now to tie this into Chodesh Elul. So I was going to say this in the drasha yesterday, but I decided not to because it's too much of a pilpul for a drasha and a shul. So I decided to leave that part out, and it would probably have kept us in shul for another whatever. So I'll say it over now. It's a pshat that I saw. It's brought down from the Lev Eliyahu. I saw it, I think, in the Patikarov Sefer and other svarim. In the pasuk in Chukas. You know, one of the things that happened in Elul was the Mechema Sichon V'Og, the Medrash says. It was an Elul. So, you know, the pasuk says in Chukas, Alkein Yomu Hamoshlim Bo Cheshbon. So the Cheshbon is the city, the Moabite city, so which was conquered by Sichon, and then Klal Yisrael conquered it subsequent to that, because Klal Yisrael was not allowed to carry it. Because Pasuk says this is B'nai Lot, this is their Chelek, so Klal Yisrael can't start up with Amon and Moab. That's in Dvarim, in the beginning of Dvarim says that. But once Sichon took it, so now it's not Amon and Moab anymore, then Klal Yisrael, that's the phrase in the Gemara Gittin, on the test, Amon and Moab, Tiro, B'Sichon. So there's a Gemara, I have the Torah to me in front of me here. The Gemara's over there were just too big. You know, the old style, those big Gemaras. This is also big, but okay. But the Torah Tamima has it right here. So it's easier to carry. Baba Basra, I'm Chesed at base. The Gemara says, Alkein Yomu HaMoshlim. So Moshlim means the poets, right? They wrote about this Mohammed. So Moshlim, Eil HaMoshlim B'Yitzra. Bo Cheshbon, Bo Menachshav Cheshbon Shal Olam. Hefsed mitzvah connected schar or scharveir connected hefsedah. In other words, so the Gemara dashens chesh moshlim, not the poets, but moshlim b'yitzron, and bo cheshbon was the name of the city, the Moab city, that was conquered by Sichon. It says, no, cheshbon means osim cheshbon shel olam, they make a cheshbon. Whenever you do a mitzvah, you have to pay for the mitzvah, so you have hefsed, but then you can get schar. So you got to make a cheshbon, hefsed mitzvah keneged schar, or schar aveir, you do an aveir, you can get schar, you can get reward from the aveir, but then, you know, in Shemayim, you know, you get a big hefsed. So there's always a shekel. So you have to be smart and make a proper cheshbon. So the Lev Elio asked the Kasha, he says, similar to the question that I brought from the Shemi Shmuel, you know, Pshuto and the Drasha seem to be like when we spoke about Losis Godu yesterday in the Drasha, you know. So he said, no, it's one and the same. How so? Listen carefully. He says, Because, you see, when Sichon conquered Moab, Ammon and Moab, they were very happy. They won the war. They got land. They got territory. They were very happy, right? But really, that was the cause of their downfall. Because since they conquered it, now Klal Yisrael was able to conquer it from them. Mm-hmm. If they wouldn't have conquered it, that land would have stayed where it was. So the same idea that I was discussing yesterday, sometimes you have to look forward, not just look Basher Husham, you have to try to understand the bigger picture, like Mr. Bell just said. So that's the idea. So the same thing, you know, a person is going to pay, you know, some money to do a mitzvah. So he thinks, oh, he's losing out. But if he looks at the bigger picture, that's going to bring him to Chayei Olam Haba. And the same thing, a person says, oh, I'll buy some food that's not kosher because it'll be cheaper, so I'll save something. But they look at the big picture, how much he's going to lose in the long run because he's going to go to Gehenna for that, etc. So Lev Elio says that idea of looking forward is the same idea of Bo Cheshbon of what the Pshuto Shel Mikra of the Milchama, and the same idea of Cheshbon Shel Olam, and that's the idea of Chodesh Elul, that we have to make Cheshbon HaNefesh of the short term and the long term, is what we were discussing yesterday, and perhaps the Refuah, the Magen Avraham Shita, that Refuah, okay, maybe it's not Refuah because you're Bari now, but but if you don't take this, who knows what'll be? Who knows what'll be in the future? So that's the yisod to understand things, in a broader sense, in a more global sense, not to just see what's in front of you now, but to understand to what'll be the manifestations and the future results of what you're doing, and what in the positive or the negative. And that's the midah of the Ribbono Shel Olam that we spoke yesterday. In Mabit Roat Sof Kol Hadoros, he has that global perspective. I said over yesterday in the drasha, Shachta said over that from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said that he could. The Velvel said about his father Rav Chaim that he, based on, he could look at the current events of the day and predict what'll be 50 years from now based on what's going on now. He says, I can't do that, but at least I can see what's in front of me. Some people can't even see what's in front of them, and so that's this idea of the global idea, and that's a good cheshbon hanefesh v'chodesh elul, look back at the past year, what were our good decisions, what were not good decisions. If we do a cheshbon hanefesh, that's Rav Huttner says, the pasuk says kisheva yipol tzadik v'kam. That a tzaddik falls down 7 times, but he still could get up. So Rav Huttner says that the foolish people say the pshat in the pasuk is in Mishlei is because he's a tzaddik, he can get up even though he fell 7 times. But the true pshat is that what made him the tzaddik is because he fell 7 times and he learned from his, his mistakes, etc. And that will help him for the future. So that's the trajectory, trajectory for the future, to understand things, to understand yourself, to understand the situation for the future, and hopefully that'll help us all better ourselves, better Klal Yisrael, and all be zocha for a kesiva chasima tova.
Amen.
You want to say something?
So, mashma from what Rav Velvel said, that it's much better to learn about current events.
Learn about current events.